Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and we're joined by our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Slareff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Make sure to check out the Stinkin' Truth podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
It's my pleasure. Good to talk to you guys. How are you?
We're doing great. Doing great. Mark, when you look at how everything has kind of whittled out, NFL draft, free agency, I still say NFC South is still owned by the Tampa Bay Bucks. They got the stabilization at quarterback, certainly there, with Baker Mayfield. And how many teams can say they have all five starting offensive linemen return? And that's what the Bucks have.
Yeah, you know what? Right now, they are the class of that division, no question about it. It'll be interesting to see what Atlanta does, you know, with Penix in his second year and how he progresses. But I think the Bucks are a damn good team. My former teammate Todd Bowles was a safety for us when I played in Washington. Very smart, unbelievable defensive mind, and then obviously Baker, you know, on his third different defensive or offensive coordinator here in 3 years because, you know, they had the guy go to Carolina. And then, obviously, Liam Cohen went to Jacksonville. So, I forget what the Carolina –
Canales. Dave Canales.
Dave Canales goes to Carolina. So, this is the third different coordinator, but Baker's been money. 4,500 yards last year, 41 TDs. I mean – That dude has completely resurrected his career, which is really cool to see. And it's cool to see him kind of grow up and go through the process and really become a top-notch, top-flight quarterback now.
You know, Steak, I haven't been on a while. Obviously, I'm on the player schedule. You know, when I'm on the radio and you know, the mandatory mini camps. Okay, they're actually doing some, so I'm going to come and talk about it. And then, obviously, in the news, Aaron Rodgers. Okay, he said I'm too old to be in Louisiana. And I was like, I know Aaron Rodgers could be electric, but, you know, he signs with the Steelers. Do you think the Steelers are still like a 9-8, 8-9 team? Or do you think Aaron Rodgers could put them to double-digit wins? What's your take on that? Because, I don't know, it's like mixing oil and water, so to speak. When you look at, like, Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers, I don't know. Does that seem like a good marriage? I mean, I think from the get-go, I don't know if that's good.
Yeah, you know, the thing that was interesting is I did a game late last year, Aaron with the Jets against Jacksonville in Jacksonville, and Aaron was phenomenal. And, you know, I always kind of break down three games before I go into a game to call it. And it was toward the end of the season, and I'm telling you, he looked really good. Like, he was moving well and throwing the ball exceptionally well. And in that game, I think Devontae Adams had like 200 plus yards receiving, and it was pretty amazing. And you know, he's like, "Hey, listen, man, I twisted my ankle really bad. I pulled a hamstring. You know, I was beat up coming out of training camp, and I really didn't throw well, and I don't move as well as I used to move." And then you put, you know, some of those things on there, and it hampers you. The other thing that was really interesting about the Jets is it was probably schematically the worst run game I've ever watched on film in all my years of covering the NFL.
Whoa.
It was so bad, so poorly executed, so poorly coached, that there was no marriage between run game and play action, because they couldn't run it. And schematically, what they were doing, I have no idea what they were doing. It was like, I kept looking at things going, like, what in the world are they trying to accomplish here? You can't block things that way. So it was so bad. And, you know, I had this long conversation with Aaron, probably 20 minutes of just talking nothing but the run game and how frustrating it is. One thing I know about Arthur Smith, having been around him quite a bit when he was in Tennessee, and then obviously when he's the head coach of Atlanta, I did a bunch of Atlanta games. The guy understands the run game, and he does a great job of mixing and matching personnel groupings from two tight ends, three tight ends, to a couple of different backs. You know, he will do that. And so if you couple that kind of conversation that Aaron really kind of learned when he was in Green Bay late, because under Mike McCarthy, Aaron was in charge of everything at the line of scrimmage. Like, he did everything. And then when LaFleur came in, LaFleur convinced him, "Hey, let me take care of first and second down. Let me take that off your plate. Let me take down, like, first down and like, base packages." So, which I would call first and 10 and second down and 5 minus is kind of where you run your base, your right. core stuff, right? Right. And then second down and long and third down and long, Aaron, we'll let you operate, man. You know, we pick out the side that you like, pick out the matchup that you like. You understand the coverages. You know exactly what they are. You know how to get us in the right protections. And that's kind of how it operated. And I see a very similar path for Aaron in Pittsburgh, that Arthur will give him that opportunity to, you know, to operate in third down and second down and long situations. And I think Aaron's at a place, and it was really interesting, his press conference. I don't know if you guys listened to his whole press conference. I talked about it in The Stinking Truth, but he was like, "Man, I really want to come to peace with my game." And that said to me, like, there was something about that that just felt like, and I know Aaron pretty well, but that just felt like, "Hey, man, the way it ended last year with the Jets, that's not me. And I want to go out on kind of my terms playing well." And it takes a certain amount of humility, which I think is really hard as a professional athlete to accept and to acknowledge that at times. And so it just felt like there was some almost contrition there and wanting to get back to playing pretty good football. So I'd be really interested. I don't think they win that division, but I do think they compete for a wild card spot.
Well, yeah, that definitely makes sense. I mean, you're not a four-time MVP, and he still could spin it. I mean, Stink, when I retired, I was 37, and my arm was shot. And all I know is, you know what I look at Aaron Rodgers, you know what he reminds me of? Like, I don't know if he ever threw a duck in his life. I know this cat didn't, Warren Moon. Warren Moon was 41. He can throw in any 21-year-old. You know, yeah. So when you can spin it, you can spin it. And I'm like,
Bobby, I got to tell you, man, I was on the field on Sunday morning, you know, like I always am, talking to players. And I talked to Aaron, and then I watch guys warm up. And Aaron is flat, like you said, just flat letting it eat. He is spinning the ball. It is on time, out of his hand, just explodes. It just looks different, right? Explodes out of his
right.
head. And then I'm watching a bunch of 23, 24, 25-year-olds throw the ball. And I'm like, it's not even close. It's two different animals. And so that's one of the things. I just walked away going, that dude can – they no question, arm talent-wise and athleticism-wise, ain't no talent that guy can still play. So it'll be interesting to see.
Well, Stink, you know, it's crazy. You might think it's blasphemy, but I remember – you know, I'm kind of like a player coach, and June Jones and all, and Miles Davis, they want to run the run and shoot, so we're doing the run and shoot, and we got Jeff George. And we play in the Dolphins, and I'm watching the great Dan Marino. and I'm in the middle of the field watching and Jeff Jarre's throw. People think I'm crazy when I tell them, no, Jeff Jarre could throw the ball as well as John Elway or Dan Marino. I'm telling you, I'm not talking about playing quarterback. I'm talking about just throwing the rock.
Oh yeah,
spinning the ball. Now with Jeff, he didn't necessarily want to get hit. You know, I think he'd have been awesome, like for the Olympics flag football. Let's get him on the flag football team. He just throws it against me. You know, I was proud of myself. I can hang in there, throw a dig route, like a 15, 20 yard in, and be accurate, you know, avoiding the linebackers and all that. I seen Jeff Jarre, a bullet. Ain't no air under the ball, 45 yards down the field. Now, this is so dropping back, so you're doing a 5-7 step drop. So you're talking basically like around 45, 50 yards, and it's a bullet. I was like, whoa. I said, I know the prestige of Dan Marino and John Elway, but purely throwing the ball, people don't realize Jeff Jarre's arm was unbelievable. Now, you know, when you talk about winning percentage, I think he's started a number of games. He's kind of hanging with Archie, Peyton and Eli's dad, where they won 30% of their starts. Which is not good in NFL history. But as far as throwing the ball, and I never seen nothing like talking with June Jones, is that Jeff, the rumor, it's folk history, whatever, that when he was like 12, 13 years old, could throw a football that was like, whoa. It was like a 17, 18-year-old. It was unbelievable. So it was so naturally talent, gifted, God-given, whatever, however you describe it, but that doesn't mean you can play NFL quarterback and want to hang in there and take a hit.
Well, it's the guys, we used to call them first off the bus guys. Like, send that guy off the bus without a shirt on because he'll intimidate the team, but don't put him in the game because that dude can't play a lick. So there are those guys that look like you play with guys that had no muscle on their body whatsoever, and they just get on the field and whip people's asses. And then there's those guys that were weight room, you know, legends, but couldn't play a lick of football.
By the way, Stink, it's like look like Tarzan, play like Jane.
Yeah.
Had an ugly body. You know, you take showers. We took showers with all these guys. Kyle Williams from LSU with the Buffalo Bills on the D-line.
Yeah.
You know, you look at like ugly bodies. We had this guy. What was this guy from Iowa State? Was a lineman. His body was so ugly in this shower, we called him Cake Mix. I mean, his name's going to come to me. I cannot think right now. He ended up playing like 7-8 years. But I'm talking about, you know, you take showers like, you know, just the way it is.
Yeah.
But it was like, but you know what? He was like a weeble wobble. You hit him on side the head, and the coaching, you know, like a coaching tape, coaching clinic. You would never put his tape to teach another player what to do because his footwork was wrong, but he'd always recover. He'd always recover. You think, oh, he's getting beat, and somehow he can come back and recover. Ah, man, I'm going to get his name. I'm sorry. I can't remember his thing. But it was like, you know what? I'm going to tell you what you need to do. Don't worry about him because he has his own technique. But it's by getting the job done. And you know, give me a football player.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Stink, one of the things that's happened recently, and I'd like to have you comment on it because I think it's important. The Lions lose both offensive defensive coordinators. But, man, when you lose your starting center in Frank Ragnow. Now, Frank, he was at the upper echelon of centers in the National Football League. And people say, oh, well, it's next man up, that stupidity comment. No, that's not another guy like Frank Ragnow on that team. They not as good a football team in this year as they were the last 2 years. And a big part of that, who was playing center for them?
Yeah. Frank is a great player. Played, you know, obviously he was hurt a bunch. Didn't miss a lot of time, but was hurt a bunch. I just assume he just isn't recovering like he wanted to recover, and that's why he walked away. But, you know, it's going to be interesting. They drafted a kid who's a pretty good player, watched him on film a little bit. But you start looking at it, and now all of a sudden Glasgow returns. And Glasgow has played center. He started at center for a whole year in Detroit. Then he started at center for a while when he was in Denver, and then obviously went back to Detroit, started at guard last year. But he's played some center. But, you know, they're going to have probably a combination of three new guys inside. So from guard, center, guard could all be different this year compared to what they were last year. And they were a dominant group last year. That's going to be interesting because, you know, that's one of those things they've had continuity. If you talk about Detroit, one of the things that, you know, I always talk about with Decker on the end and Sewell on the other end, man, they got the great bookends, but inside they were so strong. And if you were saying, hey, who's got the best offensive line in football, Detroit's in that conversation over the last several years, and they ran the ball exceptionally well. They protected inside out really well for a guy that's not a mobile quarterback in Jared Goff. So, yeah, that's a big concern. You know, obviously, Ben Johnson's a hell of a coach, and, you know, he's in Chicago now. That was their offensive coordinator, does a really good job. But what a lot of people forget was Dan Campbell was calling plays, and he groomed Ben Johnson into that. So it'll be interesting. You know, I know that Dan, and you guys know him from New Orleans, Dan, you know, plays the role of meathead really well, but the guy's a really smart football coach and really understands offense and what he wants to do and what he wants to accomplish. And, you know, he slowly relinquished the reins of that offense to Ben Johnson, and they built that together. So he and John Morton will take that over, and they'll work in tandem. I'm not saying it's not a big loss, Ben Johnson, because I thought he was creative. I thought he was really good. But a lot of that comes from this is what Dan Campbell wants. So that one doesn't concern me as much as that group up front like you talked about.
Stig, it was aggravating me. Boy, I love technology now. You know, you had a brain fart. It was Gene Williams. He's 6'2", 320, played 9 years. As I'm looking at, no, and I'm telling you, you know, just got to get it done. And, you know, you so precise, though. I want to say I bought your video. You had a coaching clinic of, like, technique. Then you have this offensive line. I think I'm recalling this with T-Bob, my youngest son. And I gave it to Great Atlanta Christian, and I said, you want to know how to block and to do it right, watch this. And I'll tell him the coaches to do this because he knows what he's doing. And but Gene Williams would have been one. No, he would have not been on that coaching clinic tape. because he was all, you know, as long as you get it done, he would be like, don't do his technique because it then is you got to be productive. But the bottom line is getting the job done. But you don't teach this to someone you're trying to develop.
Yeah. You know what? You know what's funny about that? And this guy's in the Hall of Fame, Randall McDaniel, who is a phenomenal player with the Vikings. And you know how you follow teams during a season? Because you break down 4 weeks, right? 4 weeks of game film that you're breaking down. third downs, blitz packages, all this kind of stuff. And we got in a situation where we're following the Vikings. And I'm playing left guard. Randall McDaniel plays left guard. And he played out of that hockey stick stance, you know, with that leg, that back leg was like, it looked right. like a hockey stick. And he took, like, his footwork, Bobby, was it was the worst footwork you have ever seen. It was so bad. But the dude was so athletically gifted. He used to bet players that there was nobody on the Vikings that could beat him in a 10-yard sprint. And there was not a guy that could beat him in 10 yards. And so the dude, and he was a freak, man. He used to put 245-pound plates face-to-face so there was no edges.
Right.
Pinched them between his fingers, and he could carry them around, sandwiched together. Whoa. Like, I've never heard of anybody able to do that. The guy was a freak. But I couldn't watch his film. I his film is useless to me because everything he's doing is wrong, and he's doing it 10 times better than I could ever do it.
Right.
So I'd be like, well, I'm going to throw that film away. I won't watch it. I just flat out won't watch it.
Well, the Gene Williams is a poor man version of McDaniel. that it was like, and boy, but I've just, you know, and he had a good nature with him. I mean, think about like all of a sudden, you know, they went like, he's not offended. Not everybody is chiseled and looks like Tarzan. And he was like, man, Gene, you look like cake mix in the shower. Look at that bun.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always love when you come on with us. Great insights, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right, Steve.
My pleasure. Take care, guys. Bye.
All righty. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Make sure to check out the Stinkin' Truth podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.